Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of things you can read or listen to. You can ask questions. And by the way, also check out our YouTube channel, which we're going to be incorporating into the website real soon. But you can go directly to the YouTube channel now and see some of the videos that we posted, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. So check that out, too. And when you're at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I'm talking about my, it's just you and me, and I'm talking about my predictions. I made predictions, as I've been doing for 11 years now. In 2011, I made my predictions, and I've been, and as you know, I not only make these predictions, but at the end of the year, I come back, as I'm doing now, and reconcile what actually happened against my predictions, and give myself a score. And so here's where I am. The next prediction I want to make, in the previous segment I covered a half a dozen of these, 14. The next one is the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street will increase. That's what I predicted a year ago. Well, stock prices and Wall Street compensation are both up, but the U.S. main economy, Main Street economy, is not doing so well. And so I do believe that there still is a disconnect, a seriously flawed disconnect between what's good for Wall Street and what's good for Main Street. Two different things on many levels. And when you look at the MF Global, you look at the insider trading by members of Congress, those kinds of things, the crony capitalism that's going on right now, folks, these things don't happen on Main Street. That's the reason why I say there's such a horribly ugly disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. And we're gonna have to fix this, folks. And I'm not talking about the Take Back Wall Street or the Occupy Wall Street crowd. They don't have it right. They're not doing it the right way. There are other things that we have to do to reconcile to get the capital formation on Wall Street to match up with the capital the capital needs of Main Street. So I got a plus one on that one, unfortunately. Next prediction: President Obama's like-dislike rating will improve by year end. And what at that point in time, President Obama's rating was -2% net. That's so you add the negatives and the positives, put those together, and you come up with a net figure. Well, I thought his numbers would get better, but they didn't. They actually went down. He went from a -2.3 to a -15%. So I took a hit on that one. That's a -1 for me. I said the same thing about Congress. I thought they would improve too, and you know what? They did, but it was so little that it was almost negligible, but it was an improvement, 0.4%. So I'm going to take a +1 on that one, but I'm not all real proud of it because they did not really do very well. But President Obama, and folks, I'm just going by the numbers here. These are the polls. I'm just reading the polls. President Obama took a worse hit than Congress did, if you can imagine that. But even Congress, though, remember, is still -54, -54 Congress. And that's not good, folks, for our democracy. But anyway, turns out I got a +1 on that one. Here's another prediction that I made I'll just say it. Vice President Joe Biden will not be on Obama's second term ticket. That's what I predicted a year ago, that he would be rolled under the bus and probably in favor of Hillary Clinton. Well, you know what? There are plenty of Democrats who are calling for President Obama not to even run again. Governor Pete DuPont of Delaware, Republican, encouraged Obama said Obama should get rid of Joe and put Hillary Clinton in, and that would strengthen his ticket for 2012. So even though Joe hasn't been rolled under the bus, it hasn't happened yet. You know, I predicted that General Motors would take bankruptcy in 06, and they took till 09 to happen. So who knows? I'm not saying that's what I want to happen. I just think that there's still a chance of that. But I'm going to take a hit on that one. That's a -1 for me because it hadn't happened. The next one, though, tell me who else predicted this last year. January 4th, I think it was, 2011, Jim Blasingame predicted Newt Gingrich will lead all GOP polls by year end. And guess what? That's exactly what's going on right now. Who else predicted that, my friends? Nobody else. In fact, last August, I looked like I didn't know what I was talking about, right? Because Newt's campaign had imploded. All of his staff left him. And even his friends, whom I know, like Rich Galen, were saying, get out, Newt, get out. Well, I almost feel like I should take two pluses on this one. I should get a double plus on this one, because that was amazing, even if I do say so myself. Newt Gingrich, now, I'm not saying that I think he's going to win the nomination, or if he won the nomination, that he would beat Obama. I just believed that he would pull off the lead in the polls at this point, and that's what turned out. Sarah Palin, I predicted that she would not run for president in 2012. Well, that's exactly what's happening. We got Palin, the endorser, not Palin, the candidate. And then I predicted that Obama's greatest accomplishment, his health care bill, would become a political albatross for him. And you know what? Multiple defects that we've reported on this show in Obamacare and the pending constitutional challenges that are going on right now. The Supreme Court's going to hear this case in June and will reveal their answer. Those have proven in the polls. Remember what I told you about his numbers, -2 to -15. His health care bill is a big millstone around his net ratings neck. So I'm taking a +1 on that. I also predicted Auburn would beat Oregon in the BSC championship. Auburn 22, Oregon 19, +1. That's 10 for 14, folks, in 2011. My 11-year record now is 70.4% accuracy. How do you do?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.